Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to do a deep dive on something I found pretty surprising, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so apparently Jaguar Land Rover is seeing this like crazy surge in demand for their electric vehicles.
Really?
Huh.
That is kind of surprising.
I know, right? You don't really think of like Jaguar and GEC electric cars, you know?
Yeah, they're usually known for those big, powerful engines, gas guzzlers, you know?
Exactly. But there's this article from WebPro News. It's called Jaguar Land Rover's Hybrid and EV Demand Skyrockets. And it talks about, well, exactly that, like huge demand, long wait lists, the whole nine yards.
Interesting. So what's going on exactly? What did the article say?
Well, first off, it looks like people are really going for both their plug-in hybrids and their fully electric models.
Okay, so it's not just one or the other. People are interested in both.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, just in the first half of this financial year, demand for their plug-in hybrids shot up by 29% compared to last year.
Wow, 29%. That's pretty significant.
And it gets even crazier. The Range Rover brand specifically saw a 47% increase in demand for those plug-in hybrids, and then the Defender model went up by 23%.
So it seems like luxury car buyers are getting more and more on board with this whole electric thing.
Yeah, it seems that way. And globally, their plug-in hybrid sales are up by a massive 59% year over year.
59%. That's incredible. It really shows you how much the market is changing, you know?
It really does. And you know what's interesting is what Mark Camilleri, the Director of Electrification Services at JLR, had to say about
Oh,
this.
cool. What did he say?
Well, he was quoted in the article saying, "Demand is growing for our plug-in electric hybrid models as customers become more accustomed to electrification. PHEVs offer performance, fuel economy, and low emissions with zero emissions while driving in pure electric mode."
That's a really interesting point.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe these plug-in hybrids are like a sort of stepping stone.
What do you mean?
Well, think about it. For people who are used to those big gas-guzzling engines, going straight to a fully electric car might be a bit of a leap.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But with a plug-in hybrid, they can kind of ease into it, you know? Get used to the idea of electric driving, try out things like home charging and public charging stations.
Right. It's like a way to dip their toes in the water before taking the full plunge.
Exactly. But what about the people who are ready to go all electric? What did the article say about that?
Oh, that's where it gets really interesting. Get this. The waiting list for their all-electric Range Rover is already over 48,000 customers.
48,000. Wow, that's a lot. I wouldn't have expected that.
Me neither. It seems like they're quietly building quite a presence in the electric car market, even though they haven't been making as much noise about it as some of the other companies.
Well, it looks like their approach is working. You
Yeah.
know, they might not be the first name you think of when it comes to electric cars, but they've clearly hit on something by combining their luxury SUV image with these electric powertrains.
It's like they're giving people the best of both worlds, the prestige and capability of their SUVs, but with all the advantages of electric. It makes you wonder if they could actually become a major player in the luxury EV market.
That's a really good question. They've definitely made a strong start, but there are still a lot of challenges out there.
Like what?
Well, they'll need to ramp up production to meet that demand. And then there's the whole issue of battery supply, making sure they have enough to keep up.
And let's not forget about winning over those diehard fans of their combustion engines, convincing them that electric is the way to go.
Exactly. That's a big one.
So yeah, they're riding high right now, but the road ahead is definitely going to have some bumps.
Definitely. Still, you gotta admit, their success so far is a pretty big sign that the luxury SUV market is ripe for disruption.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It seems like even the most traditional car brands are starting to realize that electric is the future.
The writing's on the wall. This whole shift toward electric is gaining momentum across the board, and Jaguar Land Rover's success is a great example of how quickly things are changing.
Makes you wonder, you know, is this the beginning of something bigger, like for the whole car
Oh,
industry?
absolutely. I think this whole electric vehicle thing, it's not just a fad, it's like a fundamental shift.
Yeah, you're right. There's so much pushing it forward. You got the whole climate change thing, governments making stricter rules, and then the tech itself, the batteries, they're getting so much better.
Right. And don't forget, gas prices are through the roof. That definitely helps. Plus, let's face it, electric cars are just cool now.
Totally. They're not these boring little boxes anymore. They've got style. They're packed with tech. It's appealing to like everyone now, not just the eco warriors.
Exactly. The stigma's gone. Now it's like you drive an electric car, you're innovative, you care about the planet.
It's amazing to see how much consumer demand can really push change in a massive industry like, well, the whole car world.
Right. If people want it, companies will figure out a way to make it happen. That's how it works.
So I guess the question is, why should anyone listening care about this whole electric car boom? Even if they aren't, like, planning on buying a fancy electric SUV anytime soon.
You know, that's a really good point. This isn't just about luxury cars. It's about a shift in how we think about transportation, period. A shift toward more sustainable options. It impacts everyone eventually.
So even if I'm not driving electric tomorrow, this is still gonna affect my life somehow?
Pretty much, yeah. Think about it. As more electric cars hit the road, the demand for gasoline goes down. What happens then? Gas prices might actually start to drop, and that benefits everyone.
Okay, lower gas prices, I can definitely get behind that. But are there any, like, downsides to this whole electric car thing?
Well, yeah, there are always challenges with any big tech shift. One thing is our electric grid. Can it handle all these people plugging in their cars to charge? Probably not without some major upgrades.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what about those batteries? I mean, mining all those rare earth minerals can't be good for the planet. And then what happens to the batteries when they're done?
Those are all valid concerns. We got to make sure the industry is doing this responsibly, sourcing materials ethically, figuring out how to recycle those batteries properly. That's super important.
So it's not just about making the switch to electric cars. It's about making sure the whole system around it is sustainable, too.
Exactly. It's a complex issue, right? It's the whole life cycle of the electric car, from building it to getting rid of it. We got to think about all of it.
That brings us back to Jaguar Land Rover. Are they doing enough to address all these sustainability questions?
It's hard to say for sure without, like, really digging into their whole supply chain and how they manufacture things.
Yeah.
Transparency is key here, right? People want to know that the products they buy are made ethically.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of pressure on companies now to not just make cool electric cars, but to make them in a way that doesn't wreck the planet.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just a niche thing anymore. Sustainability matters to a lot of people, and companies can't ignore that.
So yeah, it's bigger than just the cars themselves. It's about changing how we make things and how we consume things.
Right. It's about creating a future where transportation is not just clean, but also sustainable in every way.
You know, it's crazy to think just a few years ago, electric vehicles were like this weird thing, and now they're everywhere.
Yeah. It's amazing how fast it's all happening.
I know. It makes you wonder what's next, right? What are we going to see in a couple of years?
Who knows? But it's going to be exciting. That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. It really does feel like we're at this turning point where electric cars go from, like, the exception to just, you know,
the norm.
For sure.
And for the car companies, it's a whole new ballgame.
Right. Some are going to do great and some are going to be left behind.
The ones that can change fast, figure out what people want, those are the ones that will win.
It's kind of a wild time to be in the car business, right? You got these old giants trying to catch up and then all these new companies popping up.
Yeah. It's like a gold rush.
But it all goes back to what we were talking about with Jaguar Land Rover, right? They're this classic brand known for gas guzzlers, but look at them now.
It just goes to show you got to adapt, right? Figure out what people want and give it to them.
I think that's the biggest takeaway from all this, wouldn't you say? What's happening with Jaguar Land Rover, it's like a little snapshot of this huge change happening in the whole car world.
Oh, totally. It's just the beginning, too. Things are going to get even crazier.
So before we wrap up, let me ask you this. If Jaguar Land Rover, of all companies, is seeing this much success with electric vehicles, what does that tell us about the future? Like, are we really headed towards a world where most cars are electric?
That's the million-dollar question. I think, yeah, we're definitely on that path. It's not a question of if anymore, but when.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today talking about this whole shift to electric cars.
We have. It's a big topic.
But hey, the conversation doesn't stop here. Everyone listening, go do some research. Think about this stuff.
Yeah. It's important. Yeah. It's our future we're talking about here.
All right. So on that note, that wraps up our deep dive into the electric world of Jaguar Land Rover. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
And be sure to join us next time for another deep dive. Until then, keep those wheels turning.